You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago to talk about the weather forecast. It's been kind of warm, Mark, but as I look forward, while we'll have some rainfall in the forecast, looks like we're going to have just an absolutely gorgeous weekend. What can you tell me about the weather between then and right now?
Well, certainly here we do look to have a break in the heat and the higher humidity and dew points here. And the timing is just fantastic. Timing here over the upcoming weekend, holiday weekend. Now, prior to that, from now through Thursday, we do see temperatures on the hotter side here. Again, nothing crazy hot here. But we do see temperatures being generally about 2 to 3 degrees warmer than normal across the Midwest, specifically here in Illinois. Then we get that brief cool down before then warming back up. And then next week looks to be, warmer than normal and some higher humidities here coming back in during the middle to end of next week. So all in all, this warm pattern that we've seen here of late looks to continue as we move into September, although there is going to be this brief cool down back to more normal temperatures for a few days. And yeah, that happens to be centered over this upcoming holiday weekend.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the weather that they've been suffering through in the Delta region. It was pretty wet. And are we concerned at all about the conditions in the oceans that might lead to more hurricanes or tropical storms that could exacerbate those problems?
Well, what we've seen over the past week, Todd, is actually this plume of moisture, which had been directed from eastern Texas and the Delta up into the eastern Midwest, that has actually shifted west into the plains region. So that's helped improve soil moisture for cotton in West Texas and also pre-planting soil moisture conditions for winter wheat in sections of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. With that feed, that has allowed the Delta to turn drier, and we see that continuing here at least over the next couple of weeks. Now, the far southeastern part of the country, some of that is Florida, but then also eastern section of the Carolinas, they'll see significant rainfall. A lot of that will come down to some of the tracks of tropical systems, including Tropical Depression 9 right now in the southeast Gulf of Mexico. But then another area that will actually be on the wet side is the western part of the Midwest, in areas such as Iowa, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota. We are going to see with this westward shift actually significant rainfall amounts here coming up, kind of centered over the upcoming weekend into the early part of next week. That's actually why the eastern belt, especially here in Illinois, has such a fantastic weekend. It does look like if you go west of there, the weekend isn't going to be quite as good, as there will be shower and thunderstorm activity, especially over, as it appears to be, over the Labor Day holiday 1 week from now.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Mark. We'll talk with you again in 1 week.
All right. Sounds good, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. It is public radio for the farming world. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.